Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
How can the Ansars prove that Ahmed al-Hassan is infallible? Let's ask Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. O Ahlul Bayt, how do we know if someone is infallible? In the book Ma'ani al-Akhbar by Shaykh al-Saduq, narrated from Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, Zain al-Abideen, he said, "The Imam from us has to be infallible, ma'suman, and infallibility is not from the apparent physical nature to be recognized, therefore he must be textualized." Did Ahmed al-Hassan present a text to prove himself? Yes. He claimed that he is Ahmed, mentioned in the Prophet's will the night of his death. The Prophet said about this will, "To whoever follows it, you will never be led astray." Ahmed is the 13th successor who is a son from Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him, the 12th Imam in the Prophet's will. A misconception might be raised. How do you know that it's the real Ahmed in the Prophet's will? Your companion may be lying to you. Okay. An answer would be that no one before Ahmed al-Hassan's birth or before Ahmed's claim to be the one mentioned in the text or the will has used the Prophet's will to prove that he's Ahmed. You might ask how? Prophet Muhammad is infallible, right? He was mentioned in the will from Jesus with the name Ahmed, but no one before the birth of the Prophet Muhammad or before the Prophet's claim has ever used the will of Jesus to prove himself that he is Ahmed. Only the Prophet Muhammad did, hence he is a true claimant. And mentioned when Jesus, the son of Mary, said, "O children of Israel, indeed I am the messenger of Allah to you, confirming what came before me of the Torah and bringing good tidings of a messenger to come after me whose name is Ahmed." Now you see, Sayyid Ahmed al-Hassan's method of claiming is just like the Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, and progeny. Whoever says that this method doesn't work, well, might as well deny Prophet Muhammad's claim. When Imam al-Ridha, peace be upon him, was debating a Christian about the claim of the Prophet, the Christian, Jathliyat, said, "We are doubting that it's your Muhammad." This means they have Muhammad mentioned in their books, but they think Prophet Muhammad is not the real one. Imam al-Ridha, peace be upon him, responded, "You have argued with doubt. Did Allah ever dispatch someone from the children of Adam before, even after that, till our very day, a prophet with the name Muhammad? Haven't you found him been mentioned in some of the books that Allah revealed to all the prophets, and it's other than our Muhammad?" The Christian couldn't answer back. Now, doubting that it's the real Muhammad, when he is dispatched already, and was the first to claim the personalized text which mentions his name, is an argument of doubt. And also for doubting that it's the real Ahmed, the 13th successor, when he's dispatched already and was the first to claim the personalized text which mentions his name. Imam Sadr, peace be upon him, said, "This matter shall not be claimed except by the rightful owner, or else Allah will cut off his age." Kafi, volume 1, page 372. So being a successor in the Prophet's will is a divine matter. No one except the rightful owner can claim it, or else Allah will cut off his age. This is because the Prophet's will is a protection from his guidance. Allah will never make an impostor claim it to mislead people. Now the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny, he said about his will, "It will never lead you astray." That is guaranteed guidance. Sayyid Ahmed al-Hassan used the will of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny, as a proof, which is a personalized text mentioning his name in it. Moreover, an impostor is prevented from using it to mislead people through the Prophet's will. If that ever happens, the Prophet would have contradicted himself and would be seen as a liar, God forbid, that he says about the will never leads you astray, and then an impostor uses the will and misleads people. Thank you for listening.
Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.